thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, beloved viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazú, channel 44 on TV cable Minga Guazú, and in Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khovd Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and channel 50 on Khimon Cable TV. In Swater, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Minimongor. In Daraan Ul Province, channel 8 on Daraan Broadcasting System. In Ulha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV.
You can also visit us online at www.supremastertv.com. featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, over 7 billion trees have been planted globally through a United Nations campaign. In humanitarian news, the joint donor team pledges $600 million annually to aid South Sudan. In health news, New Zealand researchers demonstrate the dangers of alcohol. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, November 6, Mr. Vuk Stevanovich Karadzic, considered the father of modern Serbian literary language, was born in 1787 in Trich, Serbia. Mr. Karadzic standardized the Serbian Cyrillic alphabet so that each sound corresponded to a single letter, creating a very logical spelling system. His motto was, write as you speak, read it as is written. Mr. Karadzic published Serbian collections of folk stories, songs, poems and proverbs, as well as the first dictionary in spoken Serbian. May the understanding of language, such as that shown by Mr. Vuk Stevanovic Karadzic, nurture the appreciation of all the unique and rich cultures of the world.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes jolt Indonesia, Iran and US. On Tuesday, a 5.0 magnitude trembler hit Indonesia's Bengkulu province, 118 kilometers southwest of the city of Bengkulu. The same day, the Iranian city of Bam in Kerman province was shaken by a magnitude 4.2 quake. Early Wednesday morning, a 5.3 magnitude tremor struck off the coast of the western state of Oregon. Fortunately, there was no tsunami and no reports of damage or injuries for any of the quakes. We thank the heavens for the safety of the residents in the quake-shaken regions. With heaven's grace, may such potential calamities be lessened as we strive for greater kindness toward all beings.
Tanzanian farmers to receive development support. Funded by donation from Germany, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has launched a $2.8 million project to assist farmers with food security, production and income. In providing business management and marketing training, the program hopes to help the growers expand their harvests to a commercial level. Providence bless and many thanks Germany and UN Food and Agriculture Organization for your encouragement and support of Tanzanian farmers. May producers and consumers alike be blessed with fruitful harvest and vitality.
Swine flu raises alarm in various regions. Health officials in the Ukraine have announced a rise in fatalities to more than 90 over recent weeks in what some are saying may be the result of a mutation of the swine flu. The government is requesting help from the international community amidst a severe lack of basic supplies and medical equipment. Azerbaijan is sending 20 tons of humanitarian aid, while neighboring countries of Poland, Hungary and Romania prepare for the virus's potential spread to their countries.
Meanwhile, with swine flu cases spreading rapidly in South Korea and 45 lives lost, officials have declared the highest level of red alert, thus allowing officials to restrict travel and cancel public events more swiftly, while mobilizing to fight the flu. In Scotland, UK, the number of children under 5 years of age being admitted to hospitals has been increasing steeply, with 49 children under age 5 who have been hospitalized. In the US, the state of California reports that a third of the officially diagnosed patients are requiring intensive care treatment and that the swine flu is taking the lives of 11% of patients overall and 20% of older persons.
Some of the countries with newly increased fatalities include Iraq, Turkey, Belarus, Iran, Colombia and the United Kingdom. Slovenia and Belarus have each reported their first swine flu death. Total global fatalities due to swine flu have reached 6,304 in official cases worldwide, with tallies of total infections being far too many to even count.
Resistance to the standard Tamiflu antiviral medication is also on the rise, as the Netherlands reported her first case of Tamiflu-resistant swine flu in a very sick patient. Meanwhile, China has noted success in treating the illness with a new traditional herbal medicine that is also said to have no side effects.
Our prayers go to all those suffering from these worrying conditions and to families mourning the loss of loved ones. May we all adopt the vital and hygienic plant-based diet to halt the tragedy of zoonotic animal-transmitted pandemics as these.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Lisbon Treaty ratified. On Tuesday, November 3rd, Czech President Václav Klaus signed the Lisbon Treaty, a new charter for the European Union that will facilitate more unified and streamlined decision-making. The President was the final member of the European Union to sign the landmark accord, scheduled to take effect December 1st. Among other changes, the new agreement grants a 2.5-year European Union presidency and strengthens the position of the foreign policy chief. Of the signing, UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown stated, "Today is a day when Europe looks forward, when it sets aside years of debate on its institutions and moves to take strong and collective action on the issues that matter most to European citizens, security, climate change, jobs and growth." Our accolades, Prime Minister Brown and all involved in achieving this significant step toward a more unified bloc. Blessed be your harmonious cooperation for the benefit of all European citizens.
US diplomats meet with Burmese Prime Minister and Aung San Suu Kyi. As the first high-level officials to visit their country in 14 years, US Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell and Deputy Assistant Secretary Scott Marcial met on Tuesday, November 4th with Prime Minister Thein Sein of Myanmar, also known as Burma. The following day, they held private talks with detained democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The visits were intended to begin bridging relations between the two nations. "We are glad to know of these cordial meetings, Your Excellencies, wishing Aung San Suu Kyi and the Burmese people blessed health and vibrancy always."
Businessman freed in Algeria. An Algerian hotel owner was safely released late Sunday after being held for several days in by the Al Ansar Brigade. The businessman's return was negotiated through the local imam and was celebrated by the entire town. We likewise rejoice in the safe freedom of the Algerian hotelier and wish him a smooth and happy return to his productive life.
United Arab Emirates President re-elected. On Tuesday, November 3rd, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan was re-elected as President of the United Arab Emirates. Their Highnesses, Rulers of the Emirates and Federal Supreme Council members selected the Sheikh for a second 5-year term. Our respectful congratulations, Your Highness, on your second term in office. May Allah bless your leadership in serving the highest goals of the esteemed United Arab Emirates and her people.
U.S. President calls for constructive relations with Iran on the 30th anniversary of an incident that resulted in the prolonged detainment of U.S. citizens. President Obama reached out to Iran and requested that both countries move beyond their history to forge new relations. He said this event set the United States and Iran on a path of sustained suspicion, mistrust, and confrontation. I have made it clear that the United States of America wants to move beyond this past and seeks a relationship with the Islamic Republic of Iran based upon mutual interests and mutual respect.
My administration is now committed to diplomacy that addresses the full range of issues before us and to pursuing constructive ties among the United States, Iran, and the international community. We seek engagement that is honest and grounded in mutual respect.
We laud your gesture of reconciliation, Your Excellency. May the people of Iran and the United States enjoy ever more peaceful advancements of shared goodwill.
Save our planet. Climate Change Conference to be held in Washington, D.C., USA. This Sunday, November 8th, the conference Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era will be held in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., for discussions on some of the newest information about addressing climate change, health issues such as pandemics, the link with our food choices, and our shared future course.
Featured speakers will be Dr. Stephen Schneider, a lead author for the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, and Stanford University climatologist. Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society of the U.S. Professor of Physics Noam Moore from New York University. Dr. Ruby Lathan, Nutrition Policy Manager of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And Dr. Peter Carter, Director of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment.
Also speaking via video message will be the internationally renowned Ms. Manika Gandhi, current member of India's Parliament and former Environment Minister, Mr. Jens Holm, Swedish member of the European Parliament, esteemed nutrition researcher Dr. T. Colin Campbell, and others.
Invited as the event's guest of honour is Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has agreed to share her perceptions in a question and answer session with distinguished guest panellists via video conference.
The Climate Change Conference, Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, will be broadcast live on Supreme Master Television this Sunday, November 8th, in Washington, D.C., USA, starting at 2 p.m. local time or 8 p.m. Central European time.
We are thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for offering her time and thoughts to help us through this challenging time in our world. May this important event inspire leaders and citizens towards steps that save lives and our planet.
Save our planet. More species at risk of extinction. The Switzerland-based International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, has published their 2009 report containing the red list of species whose survival is at risk. Of the 47,677 species of plants and animals studied, the survival of 17,291 are currently threatened. Over 1,000 fish species, or about one-third of the freshwater species that were observed, are at risk of extinction.
The IUCN says that this is only a small fraction of the millions of species that could be in danger. World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, Conservation Science Advisor Mark Wright stated, "Biodiversity loss is an alarming indicator of the general health of our planet and of the well-being of our own species. The loss of species must not be accepted as just a sad reality we can do nothing about. We must act to halt this decline." WWF International Species Program Director Amanda Nixon added, "As crucial climate talks in Copenhagen draw near, and with the International Year of Biodiversity around the corner, this is a wake-up call for world leaders."
Advisor Wright, Program Director Nixon, International Union for Conservation of Nature and World Wildlife Fund colleagues, our gratefulness for this report, even as it saddens us to know of the perilous state of our fellow beings. May we all heed your urgent advice and adopt lifestyles of respectful harmony with nature.
Concerned for all beings on Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai suggested ways to enhance our stewardship of the ecosphere during an April 2009 video conference in South Korea.
"Now we all can see that nature is changing because of global warming. And the animals are directly affected as well. Species actually disappearing from the planet. It is difficult even to imagine this kind of loss. We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for the birds and all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them, stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save their planet too, the planet of the animals."
Save our planet. Al Gore recommends reducing meat to address global warming. In several of his interviews to promote his most recent book on climate change, Our Choice, environmental campaigner, former U.S. Vice President and Nobel Prize laureate Al Gore has spoken with U.S. broadcast journalist Diane Sawyer and Australian Lee Sales on the role of meat reduction in halting global warming.
When Ms. Sales asked if he agreed with British climate expert Lord Nicholas Stern's call for people to be vegetarian to reduce emissions, Mr. Gore replied, "It's a legitimate point of view. Nick Stern is a very able advocate for whom I have enormous respect. I have cut back sharply on the meat that I eat, and it's absolutely correct that the growing meat intensity of diets around the world is one of the issues connected to this global crisis, not only because of the CO2 involved, but also because of the water consumed in the process." The former vice president went on to say, "You can add in the health consequences as well. We've all heard from our doctors for many years that vegetables and fruits should occupy a bigger part of all of our diets, and that's important for a lot of reasons. I've made those changes."
A green bravo, Your Excellency, for highlighting the important role of plant-based foods in addressing climate change. May more people hasten in their adoption of a diet that optimizes health for people and planet.
Save our planet. With the goal of protecting biodiversity and replenishing in times of need, the Millennium Seed Bank at Kew Gardens in London, England, reports that samples of 10% of the world's rarest plants have been collected.
Save our planet. Polytechnic University and business partner EU Auto in Hong Kong launched the first locally designed electric car with an emission-free range of 110 kilometers between charges, a driving speed of up to 64 kilometers per hour, and a cost of approximately $12,500.
Hello, I'm Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm vegan. I'm here with a tip of the day. When buying a crib for your precious baby, please make sure that the slats on the side are no more than 2 3/8 inches apart. In addition, the mattress should fit tightly inside without any gaps on the edges so that it is safe for your infant. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In environmental news, the United Nations Environment Programme's, or UNEP's, Billion Tree Campaign reaches the 7 billion milestone. The announcement follows China's confirmation that it has contributed 2.6 billion trees to the project, increasing the global total to 7.3 billion in 167 countries and regions. UNEP Executive Director Dr. Akeem Steiner said, 7 billion trees, 7 billion commitments to action, and 7 billion reasons why governments should be inspired to seal the deal at the crucial UN Climate Change Convention meeting in Copenhagen. Our sincere thankfulness, United Nations, China, and all participating countries, for your commitment to replenishing our Earth. May each global citizen take the vital vegan pledge to restore planetary balance.
In humanitarian news, an aid organization plans to donate $600 million yearly to South Sudan. The joint donor team, made up of Canada, Denmark, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, and the United Kingdom, is contributing the funds for South Sudan's development program. Projects that will be undertaken include road construction, medicinal purchases, and the societal reintegration of former soldiers. Our earnest gratitude and heaven bless you, joint donor team, for your generous commitment to South Sudan. May nations continue to work together in improving the lives of Earth citizens. Up next on Noteworthy News, New Zealand researchers warn about the dangers of drinking alcohol. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for our life-giving world. See you soon. More conscientious news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a progressive world. In health news, research demonstrates that drinking alcohol has no benefits. A study authored by Professor Doug Selman and a team at the University of Otago in Dunedin, New Zealand, found no evidence that drinking moderate amounts of alcohol protects the heart. In addition, the authors warned that alcohol is now widely considered to be the most dangerous recreational drug in New Zealand. Our appreciation, Professor Doug Selman and colleagues, for your important research. May all people adopt habits which bring well-being, happiness, and harmony.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Cantonese entitled The Visitor.
某日，当我喺后花园晾衣服嘅时候，见到一只睇嚟好攰嘅老狗游荡到我嘅后院。从佢嘅颈圈同半半嘅肚子可以睇得出，佢系有人养嘅。当我翻入屋企嘅时候，佢就跟住我，大模斯样咁走进长廊，并瞓喺一个角落度。一个小时之后，佢走到门口，我就开门让佢离开。第日佢又翻嚟啦，回到长廊嘅同一个位置，并且瞓咗一个钟头。于是者过咗几个星期。 出于好奇，我喺佢嘅颈圈上钉上字条，写住：每日下午，你嘅狗都会喺我屋企小睡。第二日，狗儿又翻嚟啦，颈圈上钉咗另一张字条，写住：佢住喺一个有10个小朋友嘅屋企度，佢只系想补充一下睡眠啫。
And now for our viewers' hotline about a visit to Iraqi Kurdistan on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television.
Great job! Very realistic. I gained a lot from watching this. Thanks. Mibabla from India.
Open-hearted Mibabla. Good to hear from you. It's an honor to visit the beautiful Kurdish people and share some of the aspects of their culture to our global viewers. May humanity unite in brotherhood, peace and understanding. Heaven smile on you and all the spiritual people of India.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May celestial light shine upon you and your loved ones. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United States and North Korea agree to hold 2 rounds of bilateral meetings to improve relations.
Arnie, a rescued starling in the UK that can speak 30 different words, perform impersonations, and fly at 40 miles an hour alongside a car, will soon make his film debut in a 2010 British movie.
American former model Kalia Ali accompanies Congolese model Noella Kursaris Musanka to visit orphanages and dedicate a foundation to help women and children in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
US researchers and auto manufacturer Volkswagen developed the Effective Intelligent Driving Agent, or AIDA, a robot that dispenses useful information such as weather reports, driving directions and reminders to refuel.
Saudi Arabia sends 100 tons of relief aid, such as blankets, rugs, tents and food, to help the people in northern Philippines affected by the recent hurricane.
In addition to setting up 7 camps equipped with health and education services, 2 aircrafts from the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority, or RCA, are also delivering a large amount of relief items to northern Yemen.
Armenian and Kuwaiti officials signed several cooperation agreements, including in the fields of education, culture, and tourism.
U.S. researchers at the Yale University School of Medicine find that daily consumption of walnuts, which are rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids, improves blood vessel health and thus decreases the chance of heart disease.
Oxford University researchers in the United Kingdom develop memory and language tests capable of detecting pre-dementia, which they are hopeful will help in launching early treatment.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visits Egypt as her last stop on a tour of the Middle East, where she and President Hosni Mubarak speak of the need for Israeli-Palestinian peace talks to continue.
French Transportation Secretary Dominique Bussereau and Syria's Transport Minister Yarub Badr agree on their country's cooperation in municipal transportation, civil aviation, and related research and studies.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.